So a real contrast then to the hustle and bustle of outside the Wills Memorial Building. Sarah, where are we now?
We're outside Royal Fort House, probably the finest Georgian house in Bristol, comparable with buildings in Bath, really. And it's a good example of a building that came to the university as a gift, because of the 350-odd buildings that the university is housed in. Obviously, some were commissioned, some were given, and some were bought by the university. And this is another gift from Henry Wills, who paid for the Wills Memorial Building.
I mean, the interior of this building is undoubtedly one of the best in Britain. It's absolutely staggering. But he also did the carving on the pediment.
Talking about Thomas Tindall, who actually commissioned the house, this rhyme says, for aid, he, i.e. Tindall, Jones, Palladio, Vanbrugh viewed, or Wallace, Bridges, Pate's plans pursued. No matter which, the fabric soon uprose and all its various beauties did disclose.
And this is reference to John Wallace, another architect, and Thomas Pate. And the story is that there was a competition set by Tindall between these three architects, and that William Bridges was appointed, but that the designs of the others were incorporated in the other two facades.
We spoke about the positioning of the Wills Memorial Building. This one, in contrast, really, you could almost blink and you miss it if you walk past on the street further on down the path there.
Well, it sat in a glorious park. Humphrey Repton designed the landscape. It still, I think, is the real lung of the university. And it's a much smaller park, but it still sits and addresses that open space very beautifully.
Well, we've come inside, Sarah. A fantastic building, but rather humble beginnings. We've got the architect's original model in front of us.
That's right. It must be a fairly unusual thing to have, an 18th century architect's model for a building. And it's quite crude looking. It's very simple, wooden, almost like children's building blocks, but terribly evocative. And quite accurate, actually, in its depiction of the bay windows and the other fenestration. So it's an amazing thing to have, and it's great to have it in the building that it represents.
Well, I love wooden models. I've just been to the Palladio exhibition that was at the Royal Academy, and that was made by its wooden models. So much better than all that gee-whizzery fly-through stuff that you can't really get your head around to the same extent as you can something like this. But I think it was a very useful, practical tool.
So just out here on the stairwell then, not your average wall.
No, it's like a wonderful chinoiserie wallpaper, but when you get up close you realise it's not wallpaper at all. It's three-dimensional plasterwork, and that was carried out by a man called Stocking. It's truly incredible. It's just a mass of writhing vines, leaves, grapes, and little animals and birds among it. It's truly one of the best Georgian interiors, certainly in Bristol, if not the country.
I think it's wonderful. It is one of the best interiors, 18th century interiors, that I know. Mm. It's very delicate. It's absolutely beautifully done. When I came to university, this was the music school. It made a delightful music school, so that the delicacy of the violins next to this wonderful carving was entirely appropriate. And I'm always an advocate of saying that good architecture inspires. It inspires better learning, inspires better teaching. And I think that's too often underestimated, and bursars too readily reach for the lowest price rather than the most inspiring building.
Well, that's right. Of the 350-odd buildings that the university is housed in, 80 of them are listed, which means that English Heritage thinks they're of national importance, either architecturally or historically. So obviously that must have an effect on the people who work and study here.
Of the 350 buildings, I mean, some were built by the university, some were given as gifts,
right.
Some were bought up, but somehow it all works together,
doesn't
it?
It all works together. And also, I think that's because the university is very much in the centre of its city. It's not a campus university.
I think that's good for the city and it's good for the university. I think both benefit equally from that marriage between university and city.